America Weekend.
Love to get you down to size. We love girl, okay. We can do that in your window.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christina Stoffo.
And before we talked about things that you need to or may want to ask someone before getting married to that person so you can kind of have a, I don't know, a set of guidelines set up as to how your marriage will run. But let's say your marriage is underway and all of a sudden you become Oscar Madison. Your wife is Mrs. Oscar Madison and your house becomes a dump and it's dirty. And it's you know what? You're almost up for a spot on Hoarders.
Oh,
that's
no.
Never good. So there are reasons why a dirty house is not good for your marriage. Now, you've been involved in a relationship for 2 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would imagine that your apartment is kept in a pretty nice, orderly fashion right now, right?
You know, I'd say I'm not, like, super organized, and I never have been, but I don't have a dirty home. It's just, like, everything doesn't exactly have its place. Like,
yeah.
Things end up where they end up and whatever. But I can understand why it could be stressful on a relationship if you're cluttered, because then you feel like you're being caved in on.
But a dirty house. There's a big difference between a cluttered house and a dirty house.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm definitely not dirty, but I definitely
right.
have things.
Well, I'm the same way. I mean, I've got piles. And in a way, there's some sort of semblance of order because
yeah.
you know what's in each one of those piles.
It's organized chaos.
All right, 10 reasons why a dirty house is good for your marriage. This from the Huffington Post. The
okay.
first one, you avoid chore imbalance resentment.
Oh, okay.
So let's say that if one person wants to do the work, but the other person does not want to do the work, that could be a problem right there because to keep the house clean, you both kind of have to chip in.
So no one does the work?
Well, that's why you have kids.
Good point, Ed.
See, I would think so. But I know in my situation, I went quite a long time without picking up a vacuum. And at one day, my wife actually brought it to my attention that I hadn't picked up a vacuum in 2 years. And so then I started chipping in. But now, with a 12-year-old son, I got myself a maid.
That's awesome.
And we bought a lighter vacuum for the reason that he can now vacuum the house.
He could bring it up and down the stairs. No problem. No excuses.
See, I like that. Okay, we continue with reasons why having a dirty house is good for your marriage and or relationship. And the next one is?
You have time and energy left over for each other. Okay, but here's the thing that I'm going to
okay.
go with on this.
All right.
That's fine. But then, if nobody's doing the chores,
how's
and
it get
you
done?
Don't have kids, who's doing the chores? So this doesn't really make a lot of sense for me. Okay, you have energy. Yeah, okay. But are you, you know, doing it on a pile of dirty laundry? Like,
wow. That brings up a whole other possibility that I didn't even consider.
I'm just, you know.
So this science. Is so it's actually good to let the house go because we will have time for each other.
This is so ridiculous.
So the house is a complete pigsty.
This is so crazy.
But it's building our emotional bond. We can go out. Who cares if we haven't done dishes in 2 weeks? Here's the reason. If you have no clean dishes in the house, you gotta go out.
So think
about how this builds and helps the relationship.
Oh, boy.
This is terrific. The next one, you have a dirty house because you feel young and you feel reckless.
Grow up. Stop it.
That doesn't make me feel reckless.
Who made this list?
Yeah, this is a list in the Huffington Post.
I
don't really know about this list anymore.
You can have messy kitchen sex.
And you just brought
Come
this up.
On.
Now, first of all, okay.
Give me a break.
In the kitchen. I don't think even if I paid my wife, we could actually venture into the kitchen, again, with a 12-year-old in the house.
Right.
But that's just me.
Hang on. I got to read this.
All right. Go ahead.
What's more fun?
Yes.
This is quoted. This is not me. This is a quote
from the Huffington
Post.
All right.
What's more fun? Lying back on your immaculate and empty kitchen table for some by-the-book sex because you know you're supposed to do it outside the bedroom sometimes? Or pushing aside dirty dishes and pushing silverware to the floor and having...
You know what? All day,
right.
All over the
okay.
floor.
Okay. This is not real life.
No, it's not.
This is not a movie.
You know what this is?
Hollywood.
This is like a late night thing on Showtime.
This
like one of
crazy.
Those, you know, like those shows with people you never recognize. That's one of these things don't happen in real life. You have other things in life that come in and kind of intrude upon the relationship and your life. You're not worried about taking care of business on the dishwasher.
I'm so taken back by this article.
Here's the next reason why you should have a dirty house. It's a bonding experience. You're a slob.
Yeah.
I'm a slob.
Bonding
and we're in love.
When you're yelling at each other because you have no more socks.
That's happened. You know what? If it's a long week and the laundry pile is really like huge in our house, I will be sockless on Saturday and I end up taking it out on my wife.
Because you have no socks and she should have done the laundry.
Thank you so much. You know what? You are going to be my marriage agent from now on. I like this. I am represented by Christina Staffo. Talk to her. She'll straighten you out.
I've said it before. I was raised traditional. You know, there are some things that I just feel that as a female, I do for my man who works all week long manual labor. He's an iron worker. So, I mean, like, you know, the last thing he wants to do after working a 10-hour day on the bridge is do some laundry.
Really?
So the least I could do is have some clean clothes ready
for him. You know, good for you. I like that very much. He, you know, if he becomes the one for you, the future Mr. Staffo is going to be a very lucky, fortunate man.
That's so
and he
funny.
Will never go sockless on a Saturday morning.
No, he will never. He will always have socks.
Good for him.
Okay.
The next one, you realize some things can wait. Living with a messy house gives you perspective. Perspective because you're a slob. How long can things wait? Until there's mold growing in places?
Gross.
Until the Cool Whip turns green?
Let me tell you something.
What?
I'm not big with bugs. I see a bug, and it's like, I want to run for the hills.
Do you kill the bug, or do you get your boyfriend if he's over?
I have a very funny story. So one day I was at his house.
Yeah.
He lives upstate New York.
Okay.
So, you know, there are things up there that you don't see in the city area. So he, every now and then, these bugs would show, like a bug would show up in the bathroom only. It was like a mix between, like, a cricket and a spider.
Okay.
And these things, like, they look like a spider, but then were like, as soon as you, like, made a motion for it, it would jump.
Does it make the cricket noise?
And that, listen, a bug gets me crazy. A bug that jumps, like, makes me want to go crawl under a rock. So I'm in the shower.
Okay.
And it was, like, out of a movie. Like, the thing was on the shower curtain on the outside in the shadow, looked a little bit, you know, made it look really big, you know, and it was crawling real slow up the shower curtain.
Wow.
So I'm freaking out, and I call him.
Yeah.
To help, because I don't know, I'm like paralyzed with fear in the shower.
Okay,
with
so you're
bug
screaming
the
in the shower. We got like the remake of Psycho
he
going
comes
on
in
here.
With the tissue,
yeah.
And he gets it, but then he throws it in the shower. And I freaked out. I ran. I was like, it was like the worst experience of my life. But to answer your question,
yes.
No, I don't kill. I will like put a cup on it, try to like corner it off.
Okay,
and then have someone else go.
Really. So you're home alone, and you have no plans to see anyone or have one come over for, like, say, 2 days. So there's the bug.
Yeah.
You get a paper cup, and you corner the bug.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, you've got a cup with a book on top of it to secure it so the bug can't move it.
Yep.
So it will stay there for days until someone comes over to remove it. You will never...
I won't go near it. I can't deal with it. When I lived with my mom in Brooklyn, we used to have these silverfish bugs.
Oh, I know those.
Centipedes that are hairy.
Yes. That's a big city.
Traumatized
thing.
By these things. Like, you don't even understand, because they were huge for some reason. End up, like, on the radiator in my room.
Wow. Here's one. What's your mouse tolerance?
See, that doesn't bother me so much.
Mice freak me out. I don't want to deal with mice.
I could deal with that. Like, you know, I'll shoo them out. I'll put a trap out. That doesn't bother me.
See, that's interesting. Because
yeah.
you can't deal with a silverfish.
No.
But this
Gross.
Large mouse with this skeletal system in it, and a face and a nose and a tail and
like,
feet,
I don't
you're
know
fine
why.
With that.
I don't know why. Like, that doesn't bother me. But the bug thing bothers me.
See, maybe because a mouse is like a tiny, tiny, tiny little animal. You're really into animals.
I am. But I'm not saying, you know, save the mice. But, like, it just doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me as much as, you know, the water bug. Yes.
All right. Well, again, these are reasons why having a dirty house is actually good. The next one is you gain a new appreciation for what you each do. Taking time off from your chores will make you each realize how much you do around the house. Well, no, because if you're taking some time off, you're really not doing anything around the house. Even if you feel like you do, say, 90% of the chores, we're pretty sure there's a lot your spouse does that you simply don't notice anymore, and vice versa. I don't agree with that one, and I don't really understand that. If you're not doing it, and if I'm not doing it, we're both appreciating nothing.
Exactly.
You know, it's almost like I appreciate that you're into letting the house go as much as I am. Right?
Bunch of lazy people.
That's what this reads into. So people are essentially lazy. If you're going to let your house go, because don't you ever have anybody from the outside world come to your house?
But that's, okay, here's my guideline. If you are going to be embarrassed if your friend surprises you and shows up unannounced and you don't want to let them in because...
Right.
Your house is not in order, then there's a problem. Your house should always be at least in order enough to have people over unannounced.
Yeah.
That's like my guideline.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you're never surprised in a bad way.
Right.
Because
right.
even if somebody sees something, I don't know, like a pile of newspapers
yeah,
that you haven't taken
your mail,
out.
Whatever.
Because
you know?
It's lived in. The house should look lived in, but it shouldn't look like it's completely let go and overrun
yeah.
with slop.
Yeah.
And
I
bugs. And silverfish.
Silverfish.
And things like that.
Oh, and the cricket spiders. Blech.
Well, it's actually pretty enlightening to know that you actually live in a traditional house where things are kept in order. And that's good.
I do. I mean, listen, my grandmother, right off the boat from Sicily, 90 pounds, she'll, you know, run after you with a wooden spoon.
Wow.
If you weren't tied down, like, yeah. she would throw you out. You know, my mom was the complete opposite, so I kind of, like, fell somewhere in the middle.
And the last one we'll talk about, and here's an interesting one. You might lose your cell phone or the TV remote. Oh, pray tell, what would happen if that occurred?
I can't, and it says, and think of all the meaningful conversations you'll be forced to have.
Wow.
How meaningful is it if you're forced to have a conversation with the person that you're sitting next to? But again, this is like this, who wrote this?
Someone who's not married, probably.
Someone who's not married, exactly, and is a very lazy person.
So your house, then, is just right.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We're going to have to get pictures from the apartment. We want to see, and we'll have to analyze them one day here on the program.
So funny.
Well, there you go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.